Big Jim's house.
Election day. So we always put up something every time we have an election, something for you to contemplate this morning. Found this list. What is the most Detroit song? A song about Detroit, uses Detroit in the lyrics. What is the most Detroit song? Now, if you want to check out the list, was it Thrillist did this?
Yeah, Thrillist put it together.
Okay, so what is the keyword again?
The keyword is Detroit.
That's D-E-T-R-O-I-T. So we're having a problem here, though. There's a song about Detroit, or is it? And we all know this one.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Okay.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Is that a Detroit song? Because technically, it's not Detroit, it's Windsor. There is no South Detroit.
Right.
248-398-9279. Angie, you've already, what do you think?
They say Detroit, and anywhere else in the country, they'd probably say no, but here in Detroit, absolutely.
So you're saying it's a Detroit song?
For sure.
248-398-9279. Thank you, Ange. Ryan?
I think so. Everybody here knows it, and here's the...
I know we know it, but it's still technically not... Am I being just...
But if you... I think a Detroit song... He was here. We've talked to him, and he said he was here looking out the windows when he wrote that song.
Yes.
So to me, that's a Detroit song. He was here when he
know.
Did it.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So that counts. Another one. This isn't a huge song, but it is a cool one.
He's a Detroit man.
Seger?
She's a Detroit.
Definitely.
Yes.
Seger's always.
Although, the Deuce and a Quarter wasn't built in Detroit, it was built in Flint. Gotta be a picky this morning. I'm sorry, Bob. It wasn't. A Deuce and a Quarter was built in Flint. One made here. Am I being grumpy about this?
Tomato, tomato, Michigan, Detroit.
You go answer the phones. Get off my lawn. All right. 248-398-9279. If you guys have suggestions, the most Detroit songs. And yes, we haven't touched on the one that's the monster. We know that.
I think the Flint thing, you're just picking at stuff now.
I know.
Because it's like if you're from, I don't know, I always say if you're from Michigan, you just tell people you're from Detroit and they know where you're from then, right?
I'm from Southeast Michigan.
No, you say you're from Detroit. I don't, if folks out of state, I say Detroit. I don't say Waterford.
No.
They don't know what that is.
No.
Like Waterford, you know, unless you live in L.A., then maybe you rattle off all the burbs.
But Don't Stop Believin's the one that everybody knows. Everybody will sing
so
that
song. So that's the one
before.
You're going with. The most Detroit song is Don't Stop Believin'. You guys both on that? Because you've even said it's known around the country.
I wouldn't say it's the most Detroit song, but it's
do you have
very
one?
Detroit.
Well, think about it. Hold on. Think about it. You guys think about it. 248-398-9279. We know it's early. Hold on. Go and grab that call, Angie. No, you didn't agree with me. Whatever. There she goes. What about Eminem, Lose Yourself? It's not really, it's a Detroit movie. Is that a Detroit song?
Lose Yourself or 8 Mile? There's...
See, it's not, it doesn't really say Detroit in the song, does it?
No, but it's all... That's what I mean, it's like...
You know why?
That
and that song
here.
Was written in Flint.
This is Jack Guy.
By Bob Seger.
Flint.
Damn it. Anyway, if you want to check out the list, 248-398-9279, text us. The keyword is
Detroit.
Big Jim's house.
Good morning, everybody. All right. Election day, so we were talking about our own voting here. We found a list. The most Detroit song is blank. 248-398-9279. If you want to check out the list that Thrillist posted of their 25, any genre.
Yep.
Text us. The keyword is
Detroit.
So we're in the studio, and we talked about we played Detroit Breakdown a little earlier, and you know Bob Seger's Detroit Made, and Don't Stop Believing, which we agreed is it says Detroit in it. So maybe we argue about it here in Detroit, but the rest of the country thinks the song's about Detroit.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone except the city that it's based on. They were like, it's Windsor. But you mentioned one, or someone texted in about this Uncle Cracker song.
Yeah, If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Detroit. Completely forgot about this song, but, I mean, it is all about Detroit.
You got, oh, hold on, there it is. Never heard this.
No?
No.
It's a good song.
Oh, we'll check another one.
If heaven ain't a lot like Detroit,
oh.
I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Detroit,
I just assume stay home. If they ain't got no 8 Mile like they do up in the D, just send me to hell to Salt Lake City. It would be about the same to me. It would be about the same to me.
We're going to drop some beats here.
From Aretha to Aaliyah to Bob Seger.
Nice.
Jonah with him is the ring and now me.
Paradigm.
The mind of overachiever smoking sewer caps. A lot of beaters and parking meters. A bunch of bad dudes in the mad room with tattoos.
Nice. Okay, so that's all right. Never heard that. That's cool. And you mentioned Bob Seger. It's Paradigm.
Yeah.
It should be 20 cents if you're Paradigms. There was another text message because we were asking about songs like Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Right, and this one came from Shay. She says, saying Lose Yourself is a Detroit song is like saying What I Like About You is a Detroit song. They were just songs by Detroit bands.
Oh, okay. Because we're trying to... So these got to have songs that have some Detroit lyric in them.
Right.
Okay. So Eminem's 8 Mile would count.
8 Mile. I think you could drop Lose Yourself and replace that with 8 Mile, and that's his Detroit song.
Okay. 248-398-9279. You see where we're going with this one here. A little fun on Election Day. Like, for example... Great band, local band, love the Figers. Really not a Detroit song.
No.
About Sharona. Unless he sings in there somewhere, I hit and hurt Brother Rice. I mean, you know, right? I mean, that's...
Big Jim's House.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys. Election day, primaries here in the Motor City. We're having our own little election debate here in the studio. What is the most Detroit song? It's got to be a song that has Detroit mentioned somewhere in the lyrics.
Right.
Okay. 248-398-9279. That's our studio number. You text us. The keyword, of course, would be...
Detroit.
That makes sense. Just played Uncle Cracker there, and hold on. Oh, you know what? Yeah, Chad. I'm going to get Chad's call and say, I have to tell him to hold on 1 second. You know another Detroit song that we were talking about in the studio? Excuse me. Alice Cooper. Great song. Now, the whole song's not all about Detroit, but that counts, right?
I think so.
Okay. And we're all in agreement that Don't Stop Believin' counts.
Yeah, I'm on that one.
Okay, just because. Can't you sing it in the other room?
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Okay, here's the other problem with that song. And love Don't Stop Believin'. Number one, as we all know here in South Detroit, okay, blah, 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 it's winter.
Right.
Number two, the next word, it took the midnight train going anywhere. So he really didn't want to be in Detroit in the first place.
It's like when they give celebrities like honorary doctorates at colleges, that's what we're giving this song.
Is this
at
what
least
it is?
I am.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I just never realized that he's actually going, it took the train going just anywhere. Just get me out of town. Chad, go ahead. Which one?
Jim, I cannot believe nobody here yet has said Kiss, Detroit Rock City. I mean, come on. That's like one of the best ones.
You're right. I mean, you're right. It's in it. Absolutely, brother. All right, man.
I don't know if that's the big one you were talking about that hasn't been spoken yet or not, but that's what I was thinking it was.
That is the one. That is the one, man.
All right, brother. We'll keep it on rocking.
You have it. You have a good day, Chad. Appreciate you, man.
Yep.
There he goes.
Big Jim's House.
There's Ryan. There's Ange. Can we get hold of RC?
We got to.
You got his number,
RC,
right?
Yeah, I got his number. I'll give him a call.
RC's one of our favorite listeners. Well, you guys all, but we love RC. Known him for years. And there's a story that came out involving a Homer Simpson giant donut and water and drifting. And if you've never heard RC's story, it's the greatest drift away story ever. Ever. So we'll see. We'll see where we find him, and then we'll tell you what happened with the giant donut next.
Big Jim's House.
Big Jim, there's Ryan. Here's Ange. Now, something to contemplate. Something that happened to you. A story that people don't believe. 248-398-9279. A story that something happened to you. Not even a story. Because story could be, you know, fake.
Right.
Something that happened to you that people don't believe the first time you tell them. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. The story about my dad when I was a little kid. He fell asleep. We went through a ditch. We're out in the middle of nowhere driving at night because it's my dad wanted to drive.
Right.
I was in the back seat of the car, no seatbelt, my PJs. I woke up airborne. I remember being above my dad. Like, I could see. And then we went airborne. hit barbed wire and went through a field and knocked over a cow. And then we got out, took the barbed wire off the car, and stood the cow up with the farmer. This is all in the middle of the night. That's five. That's 100% true story. But when you tell people that, they go, yeah, whatever,
no
dude.
Way.
That didn't really happen. Is there one that comes to mind?
I keep trying to think, but there's nothing. That somebody said that they'd marry me. I don't know. Nothing comes to mind.
Wow. That was funny and sad at the same time. Oh, my God. 248-398-9279. The reason we bring this up, and we got him. We got RC on the phone. So these young folks in England were on one of those giant inflatable donuts. The Simpson donut, the sprinkle one.
Right.
That we all like to go out into a pond. They took it to the ocean. And they started drifting to sea. Somebody saw them, thank God. The Coast Guard went and got them. But they were drifting out to sea in a giant donut.
I feel like on those boxes it says, do not use on ocean.
Yeah. You would think so. Yeah, not a transcontinental deployment device.
Yeah.
So we got RC on the phone. Now, RC, something like this happened to you, right?
Yes, I did. Yes. Absolutely.
So for folks who don't know the story, what happened?
Well, I was. It was a nice day, probably mid to upper 80s. I was floating out in Lake Superior. I had my cooler in tow on a queen-size air mattress. Had a few too many cold drinks. Fell asleep. I woke up. I could not barely see my truck. I was probably 2 miles out. And ended up almost 17 miles away by the time I paddled in the shore. I was in Lake Superior, Whitefish Bay's shipping channel. Green water.
That is the craziest story, dude. Man, that
you talk about being sober by the time you get to shore.
Big Jim's house.
Ryan and Ange, and we're talking about stories that people don't believe the first time you tell them. Because there were these kids who were on a giant Homer Simpson inflatable donut. And they floated out to sea. They were in the Atlantic. They took it to the beach in England and kept going. Well, that reminds us of our buddy RC. We just talked to him. RC had a couple beverages on a float in Lake Superior and wound up in the shipping channels.
Yeah.
How many miles? He was a couple miles.
He said he was 17, or he was 2 miles out, but then by the time he was able to get back to shore, he was 17 miles away from where he started.
So that's the idea. 248-398-9279. Stories that people don't believe the first time you tell them.
I'm lame. I keep trying to think of
it. No, because every story you have around hockey is basically you being naked walking around Lakeland.
Well, yeah. But people, yeah. People would believe that. People who know me.
So you just, like, leave the locker room, walk around in your jock strap?
Yeah, I just wear a jock strap. I didn't like all the... They had shorts and all this stuff. I didn't like it, so I just put on my jock strap and walk around. But I'd end up walking out in the halls and stuff. It's not good when there's a little mite practice going on.
You think? You think? So you just let it breathe.
Yeah, it wasn't weird to us. We all walked around the locker room. I just...
The locker room's one thing, but you went outside the locker room.
Yay.
Why?
Stupid. Because you're just a stupid high school kid. Just thought it would be funny. Let's see what all the parents say.
Good Lord. Good Lord. 248-398-9279. Stories that people don't believe the first time you tell them. Like Ryan said, though, we kind of believe that with you, so yeah, it makes sense.
I can't think of anything.
Nothing?
I don't... I know. Once again, this is where I'm a really good guy. Really good kid. I honestly don't. Hold on. Sitting here trying to think of something, but nothing.
Okay. Nick, what do you got, man? What happened?
I used to work for Grand Teton National Park for 3 years seasonally. Anyways, one morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm heading across the park to go to my job site. And there's a herd of buffalo coming. If you've ever been there, it's a huge park. You can see for like 20 miles. Anyways, I'm coming across, coming down the road, and here's this huge herd of buffalo crossing the road up in the distance. I get closer. Here's four guys. Two of them are just in their underwear, lower underwear, having their pictures taken in front of the herd of buffalo going by them. Turns out they were firefighters from Albuquerque that had a bet with their chief that they could get their pictures taken in underwear in front of a herd of elk or buffalo. And I had to make him stop. It was kind of scary.
Those are the kind of bets me and my buddies make.
That's the stupidest prop bet ever. That's the dumbest prop bet I've ever heard. And Nick, ladies and gentlemen, that is definitely a story that people don't believe the first time you tell it. Because that's crazy,
they
brother.
Don't. I told my boss when I went back to the office the next morning, he goes, oh, I believe that one. It didn't work.
Big Jim's house.
See you, sharks. Morning, guys. 7:53. We have fired up Ryan this morning.
You know when you do this stuff to me, I get pumped up.
So text us. The keyword is
life.
There's a guy who's talking about transgression, where you can go back to your previous life. Is there anyone listening who has a past life that you're aware of or you believe is you? Being totally serious, not being a smartass here. Just curious about this. Have you ever done this?
No, but now I'm looking up. There are places where you can do it in Michigan, so I think I need to go do it.
So what do you have to do? Don't you just kind of meditate on your own?
Well, no, it's past life regression therapy. So you go in and somebody who's trained to do this.
You can't sell it if you're laughing. Okay.
I'm just, because I know what you got, what you're thinking.
I'm not. I'm trying to keep an open mind here, Ryan.
But they get you in a deep state of meditation.
Okay.
I mean, people do it for smoking, to try to remember things that if they got in an accident or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So this is just another form of it.
You want to do this, don't you?
Oh, really bad.
Well, yes. Let's do it.
Okay.
Find one of the places. I'll pay for it.
I'll go and do
it. I'm serious.
Immediately.
I'll pay for it.
I'm just nervous that I used to be somebody like really bad, like Jack the Ripper or something.
Well, hold on a second. On that video, did you put the woman up there too?
Yes.
Okay, check this out. She was talking about her past life.
So when I did it, I remember feeling like I was in 1960s Mexico City. I was wearing an orange turtleneck, a white miniskirt, and I was with this guy who was kind of like in a tweed material suit. Every time I looked at him, I just got this feeling of like sadness and loss. And then when I woke up, I just immediately started bawling. I decided to just Google 1960s Mexico City, and then 1968, there was a huge massacre of students who were protesting the Olympics that were going to happen there, protesting the government. The army was deployed and a bunch of students were killed, and the government ignored it for years, but they finally reopened the investigation in 1998, the year I was born.
Whoa!
That's a weird one.
Pretty weird. Again, keyword life. We'll send it right to your phone. Watch the guy explaining the trans life, the transgression, past life transgression. You bring up a good point, though. What if your past life and you find out you're just a horrible person?
It's like either a horrible person or you just weren't a fun or cool person.
Is this
it's stated my mom's basement, lived in my mom's basement for 30 years or something. I don't want that.
So you're saying everybody who does this past life thing, they wind up being somebody cool?
I mean, I hope so.
No, I was a gladiator. I was the emperor.
There's definitely people out there who are like, oh, sorry, man. You were not that cool of a person back in 1812.
But the only person that knows is you, right? I mean, these other people can draw this out of you.
Right. They draw it out of you, and then you do with it as you want.
All right, guys.
Try to figure it out.
Is this a load of hooey, or is there something to this? 248-398-9279. I'm serious. We'll get you.
I'll find a spot and do it. Absolutely.
We'll find out if they'll let you tape it, though.
Okay.
I'm serious, because it wouldn't be any payoff for the listeners if we did this, and then...
I'm sure I could get audio, for sure. Maybe not film, because if you've seen, past videos of people doing this, your subconscious knows that you're on film, so it doesn't pick it up. Now we're getting deep. Aliens next.
Big Jim's house.
Have you got me into this now, Ryan? Damn it.
I gotta put away my computer. I gotta put away everything, because...
Are you going down the rabbit hole?
Yes, and I'm going to go home today and just... I have already found a couple of things online I want to watch.
All right, if you're just to tune in this morning, thanks for joining us. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan, there's Angie working the phones, 248-398-9279. Has anyone done this past life regression? We found this video, this guy from a couple of years ago. It's posted on our website. Keyword, of course, is...
life.
And even someone who's sharing their experience. So if you don't know, in a nutshell... You go into some you get hypnotized, right? Like a deep meditative state.
Yeah, it's deep hypnosis to try to bring you back to your past lives, because that's the only way you can get back to them.
So if you believe you had previous lives, this is how you can find out what they were.
Right.
Because we had the one lady who believed she was in Mexico City in 68 when the riots went down during the Olympics, the protests.
Yes.
And she found the person had died during the riots, and she found out about this in 1998.
When they reopened the case of what was going on.
And that's the year she was born.
Right.
So it couldn't have been her. This is all very weird. 248-398-9279. Now, I've told you I'll pay for this. Well, I'll cover it.
I know. I'm looking up the best places to go.
Okay.
So we'll find one. I'm pumped.
All right, hold on. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff. I'm calling in about your whole regression thing.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Hey, there's a book by a guy named Dr. Weiss, and he was a psychiatrist, and he kind of started this whole thing, maybe. He was having trouble with a patient, so he put her into regression, and she started describing things that were from, like, the 1800s, and it kind of freaked him out, so he started studying this, and he found out that a lot of doctors were having this connection that they were finding when they were putting people under. So now there's a whole, like, industry of it, I guess.
Is this the guy we're talking about?
Yeah, Dr. Weiss. That's the guy that we have this post about. He's the video that's starting to circulate again. Yep, this is the guy.
Yeah, the book is Many Lives, Many Masters, and he does another one. And there's a couple of freaky stories in there, like a little baby, you know, there's a little baby in the bassinet, and the little kid who's like 2 or 3 years old starts talking to the baby and says, "Can you see the angels anymore?" And the mom was listening when the kid didn't know she was there. So she kind of went, "Holy crap." Like, the kid still had the connection to the prior life, and somewhere along the line, supposedly, we lose the connection. And that one was that was another of Weiss's books telling that story.
All right. Again, for everybody else who wants to check this out, text us. The keyword, of course, is
life.
Life. All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening, too.
You guys rock, man. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
There he goes. So how far do I have to go back when the Lions won a playoff game? It's 91, right? It's a good hit. I see ya. I see Barry Sanders. Are you going to do this?
Yes, I'm going to. I want to.
This is all you're thinking about today, isn't it?
Yeah, I better be somebody cool, though.
Big Jim's house.
Brian is gone, man. So you were talking about past life regressions. There's this video up on our website, and a woman explaining how she had gone back to 1968 to a past life. And the guys explain how to do it. You have volunteered to go get this done.
Yeah, I found a place I think I'm in. I think the reviews look good.
It's right next to the dude with the airplanes in the mall. Regression Hut, is that the name of it?
Regression
Bob's Hut. Regression Hut. I'll take you back to any life for $29.95. 248-398-9279. It is interesting. As you can tell, maybe I'm not as big a believer as Ryan, but you should try it.
I found this place. It looks good, like I said. So.
Hold on. Carrie and Novi here. What you got, man?
Yeah, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys were talking about the regression therapy.
Yeah.
And then you started getting into sports. And there is a book that's out called The Boy Who Knew Too Much. And it was by a woman out in California that her son started talking about baseball and how he was a baseball player and he was left-handed. And as it turns out, he was a reincarnated spirit of Lou Gehrig.
Whoa!
And it went so far that he actually met Tommy Lasorda. He gave details to Tommy Lasorda and some of, I guess, like Lou Gehrig's extended family that only Lou Gehrig would have known, as far as things that happened in his life, marriage situations, things like that. The kid was like a small phenon as far as his batting skills. All he wanted to do was play baseball, wear his jersey, etc. His name was Christian Haupt, Haupt.
Okay.
And I think he actually was on Oprah and all these other shows. So,
hey, Harry, we got to go, but we're going to go. Ryan's looking that up right now. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
All right, buddy. Is that real?
Oh, yeah, it's real. Okay. He told his mom that he was a big, tall baseball player, and he met George Baruch, who helped him learn how to be a big-time slugger.
Big Jim's house.
We're just kind of careening wildly down the road. This is fun. Thanks for being part of the show with us, Big Jim's house, 826. Good Lord. We've had debates going on about the best song in Detroit, past life regressions. You name it, man. Battle of the Burbs, like I said. We'll play it. What's the players, what, 840 or so?
Still got Burbs, too.
Yeah. So, keep it up with a random theme. Let me find this one. All right. So this guy, great video. Great video. What does it sound like when drummers knock on your door? Because they're not just going to knock on your door. They're going to play a song on your door.
Have to.
It's almost 3 minutes of stuff. We're going to play it for a little bit here. We'll see if you guys can figure this one out. I think this one's easy. Okay, so you get the idea. What was the song?
We Will Rock You.
Nice. Nice. Here's, I think, the toughest one. I don't think anyone will get this. There's no prize, just pride. You can brag. Again, keyword is
drum.
If you want to see this video, and it's hilarious, and the guy's funny as hell. Had me thinking, though, I hope this is his apartment door, not somebody else's.
Just going around banging on everybody else's
Let's go
door.
Film this.
Okay. I don't want to weaken my door.
You didn't have a secret door knock with your friends? Nothing like that?
No.
You do chain. Not like that?
I don't know. Like I said, we used to just, hey, I'm here. Let me in.
Your knock was normally Detroit police. Yeah, are you guys ready? See if you can figure this one out. Okay. Shut up. Here we go. That's just one guy playing on a door. That's just him with his hands. 248-398-9279.
Worst part is I watched this video about four times when we put it up, and I can't remember which one this is.
Maybe one of your past life will remember.
Ooh.
Anyway, 248-398-9279. See, people are calling.
They're
they
calling
do know.
They're ready for it.
Showing off. All right. We'll see if we can, one more time. See if you can get this. That's one guy. There's a 16-year-old boy joke that I'm going to leave alone. We'll tell you the song next.
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House. It is Tuesday morning, right around 9:20. Big Jim, Ryan, and Angie. And this principal has nailed it. It's all about what you can and can't do going back to school, washing your hands and everything else. And, you know, we had snow day. Now everybody's doing their COVID-19 videos.
And I was done with all those snow ones, but this guy.
This guy's magical. The principal in Alabama, we have it posted. The key word is
touch.
Check this out.
My coronavirus hits me so hard. All the teachers say, oh my Lord, COVID is stressing me. All the updates from the CDC, Lysol can't be found. I've looked all around this town. I've had no luck. And these are the things you can't touch.
Get it.
I told you, students.
You can't touch this.
You better pull that mask up.
Can't touch this.
It's the CDC, not me.
Can't touch this.
Hey, don't wash your hands.
You can't touch this.
Fresh new room.
Okay, and the video, too, is fantastic. And the keyword is
touch.
Yeah, love this one. You brought up a great point, though. Hammer better not find out about this because he can come after him.
Well, you know he needs money, and he's sampling the song.
You think those pants are cheap? You don't just buy those pants for free. You can't sew those. You got to buy those. That's a lot. That's like enough material for 8 pants. It's a lot of pants. 4 pairs of Hammer pants are like 32 pants. It's a lot of pants. All right, so we've been talking about this drummer video. What happens when? What does it sound like when a drummer comes to your door? And for example, let's see if you can guess this song. What song? Do you know? Do you know? Well, we know because we loaded it in there. That's Smoke on the Water.
Yep.
Makes sense now. You can hear it, right? And that's one of the easy ones. But the whole thing's posted. The keyword, of course, is
drum.
And there's some pretty amazing things, too. But it's silly, we know. But what the hell?
He gets wild with a couple of them, though.
Yeah, hot for teacher, he kind of loses.
Door. Real strong door. You need a metal door for that one.
What if that's not his door, if he's at the neighbor's apartment?
I would. Mm-hmm. You don't want to soften up your own door.
Did you have a secret knock when you'd go over to a friend's house?
No.
So they knew it was you?
No, not really.
You didn't do the...
Maybe once in a while, but we just would call people and say, hey, we're here.
We'd always do the Cheech and Chong thing. Who is it? Dave, man, I got stuff. Who is it?
Dave, man.
You got the stuff. Open up the door, man. Who is it? All right, we're done. Battle of Burbs Wednesday tomorrow. Three rounds of Burbs. Jurassic Quest, the drive-thru. If you haven't seen this, ridiculous. The thing is so cool.
Awesome.
You're actually going to be going through the parking lot of Pine Knob and the big dinosaurs they have there. They're going to have them. You're driving through and they're moving around. One of them's like 80 feet or something.
Really big.
Okay.
You can check out the video of it, keyword Burbs.
Look at you with all the keywords today.
Hey now.
All right. Donnie's back today, right?
Yes.
Okay, Donnie's back today. You guys be well. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.